your damn nation. And without justification.
The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency.
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, aka Dave from LA. Just want to thank you all for listening to today's show. We have a live show for you today, and today is actually Friday, November the 4th, 2016, and looking forward to bringing you some of today's major events and just today's show. Just want to sincerely thank you all for listening and tuning in to Tando Radio Show that is brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Okay, so before we get started in today's show, without a doubt, at any time during today's show, it's a Friday, so definitely give us a call about anything, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound. Then hit star 61, and I will see you in queue, and definitely will bring you up. So we have much to definitely get into today. So let's get somewhat started. Let me just pull up a couple of things. There we go. And then we'll get started in today's show. But before we do that, everyone, let's continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. And you can easily do that by going to the website for Black Talk Radio Network, which is blacktalkradionetwork.com. And you will see the crowdfunding digital black media tab that's there. Definitely hit that, and you can see how you can give some of your financial energy to the network to ensure that it will be here tomorrow. And for those that have yet not been named, it's so important, especially for everything that's going on in these moments in eternity, excuse me. So we definitely need to know those things so that we can position ourselves accordingly for that. Okay, so you can do that very easily by going to Black Talk Radio Network and contributing to the crowdfunding campaign, crowdfunding digital black media. You'll see the options that you have there that you can donate. So let's do that as well. As I need to do it, I keep forgetting. It's a new month. I need to definitely jump into it, so I will do that. You wouldn't believe how much my phone rings sometimes. So I will remember to do that. So check this out, everyone. Also, while you're at Black Talk Radio Network, check out the website that's there. And in the website, you'll see a B for BTR Community. That is a social media outlet that has been put together for you to protect you, and where your information will not be sold to any bidder, where you can make comments and suggestions and post things about different things that you think are important without being adversely affected. Your overall how you think and who you are is not going to be adversely affecting you. It's a place where you can actually come together and promote yourself, your business, events that you have going on. It's a great place to do just that. So BTR is $24 a year for a whole year, $24 for a whole year subscription. Very, very cheap, and you will not be compromised there as far as your selling of your information will go. So definitely engage in that, and we will definitely continue to grow this, and I think is necessary, especially for preparing, because we're going to use this as a form of preparing. It's up to you to do that. It's really about you. What are you going to do? So often we talk about, I always hear people say, why don't they develop something? No, why don't you either support something that's already been developed or start something that can be supported to be developed? Because that is critical. So I think it's very, very important for us to engage in things that are there for us, because it's especially now, and this is something where we're going to be facing, which we've been trying to prepare everyone for here, is going to be rapidly unfolding at different times, slowing up, but the overall trend is going to be where it's going to really hurt everyone, and it really needs to, we need to put ourselves in a position of advantage so that we will not be subject to our emotions or things that will lead us in a direction that we would otherwise not go. So key to all of that is preparing. So definitely you want to do that. So BTR Community, $24 a month, very, very important. And we're going to use that for different groups around the country where you can establish your own groups, come together and start to prepare. It's up to you. No one can do it for you but you. It's up to you to do it. If it's important to you, you will. If it's not important to you, well, it won't be. And then later on, hopefully that won't come back to where you knew and there was nothing that you did about it, and then you're in a very bad situation. So BTR Community is there. Definitely want to use it. Also, if you're interested in acquiring the real money, you can go to Prosperity Mint. And Prosperity Mint is ProsperityMint.com. Prosperity Mint. And you can exchange your currency for money, which you should be saving in, is real money at all times, not in a coupon. You should be using that to acquire the things that you need for your standard of living, your quality of life, and moving it into a vehicle that you can acquire, that where you can have real savings in it, where it doesn't lose, it has a value and it doesn't lose that value. So you could do that by going to Prosperity Mint. Make sure you email, if it's your first time, email Wolf, WOLF, the number 6, PACK, the number 1, at gmail.com. Okay? Definitely want to do that. So let's take a look at what's in the news. Really quickly, hopefully I don't lose my spot. Okay, what's in the news today? Posted a couple of things. First thing that's not been off, I don't know, I got to fix this somehow. Hey, I had posted some stuff about what happens in, I had posted some stuff about the actual gas crisis, I mean the gas explosion in Alabama.
Dave, I'm
but
here.
What happens, hey, what's up, Scotty? Hey, Scotty, is there any way, because you know, here whenever someone comments or something, it pushes the post up and it pushes in, we lose other posts. Is there any way that I can cut that also? Because what we're in, like in the for the, you know, what's in the news?
Yeah, I'm not.
I don't want that disrupted. So probably, is there a way I could turn off comments and things of that nature?
That's a good question, and one I cannot answer right now.
Okay, no, that's okay.
Yeah, what you can do is go to your profile, click on your profile name, and it'll take you to your profile, And it's still, I think if they comment, it still will push it to the top. But at least you know, because, see, I post in different groups just like, you know, everybody else do.
Right.
But it no matter where I post to, it's going to show up on my profile. And then I can can scroll down and find my place if somebody comments. So, but I will check into that. You know, I'm like you, even though I built the platform, I'm still learning to use it too from the front end.
Yeah, because it has so many attributes. And so, no, that's cool. What I probably will do is that I will...
You know what I do? What we do... Like, okay, if I'm going to do my program, I don't do it all the time, but I'm more organized when I do it that way. So I'll post one story that I want to lead with, and then in the comment section, I post my other stories. That's how, because I was having that same problem you was having.
Okay.
And I was like, that's okay, how I fixed that.
I got you. That's what I'm going to start doing. Yeah, because you want people to comment, but I got you. Okay, so now I remember the stories, and what I'll also do is I'll keep them up because I still have them up on my browser, which is good. Okay, one of the stories I posted was the just an update on the gas explosion. Let me pull this baby up real quick. Uh-oh. Okay, the gas explosion. And this was what they were saying. Gas prices continue to rise in the Athens area. It is possible due to the gas explosion that left one worker dead and four others hospitalized on Monday in Shelby County, Alabama. The GasBuddy.com. Everyone should have GasBuddy. That's a good app, GasBuddy.com. Don't mean to be promoting anything, but it's a good app. Reports that the average price for gas in Athens is around $2.23. The lowest price in gas in the area is $1.92. According to the updated release by Colonel Pipeline on November the 2nd, no obvious impacts have been noted on nearby waterways or drainage paths. So basically, they don't know. They expect the prices to continue to go up. This is something that you need to know and be aware of. Just wanted to keep you abreast to that. So that was the only other article that I missed, but the other ones are all in place. Next article comes from Russia Today International. Aside, Clinton and ISIS funded by the same money. Trump won't be allowed to win. You know, I really stayed out of this falsehood of this political stuff, but because of we have Tando Radio Show, which is a show that actually is all about you preparing you for these type of events and any other type of events, and this is the reason why we put this stuff together. This goes back to what we were talking a year and a half ago. And that was, we said when it wasn't even popular to see it, or no one else really could even foresee this coming, we said a year and a half ago that there was going to be a purge of the Western way of doing things, and it's going to start through the politicians, and it's going to go into the banking areas, and it's going to go into the corporations, and this is what we're starting to see majorly. This is the purge I was talking about that's unfolding here. Now, I'm not taking a side on it because all of these entities are equally worthless. They all are a problem for us all. They are the reason for the enslavement and subjugation of the masses of people throughout this planet. But the thing is that you need to know what your enemy is doing so that you can have the appropriate counter, and you can give the energy, your energy, in a way that will perpetuate your agenda. We need to stop giving energy to the system itself, and it has to be dismantled by the people. And until that becomes the overall direction of the people, we will continue to fall for these staged events, because that's all they are. But as this continues, the purge is happening and unfolding. Next one that I posted was today's live show, November 4th, is going to be mad. Today's events are unfolding to control the people of the world. And the mad that I put there had everything to deal with. There was an article that we posted that I'm going to bring back up, but it had had everything to do with from the mutually assured destruction. There is an assured destruction. And I say instead of a mutually assured destruction, I say my assured destruction by me giving energy to this system. This is why I call it MAD. And that's what the acronym MAD means to me. My assured destruction. And this is what we're going to be talking about today. There's another very critical article that we posted that we'll be talking about. Next one. Next article comes from CNBC sources. U.S. Intel warning of a possible Al-Qaeda attack in U.S. Monday. Man, this is nothing more than a purge. And I said, we're in the ending stages of the leverage season. This was my commentary to this article. We're in the ending stages of the leverage season, where events offer a kinetic shockwave of influence beyond compare for those evil enough to claim it. There are going to be events that are going to start to bring about kinetic shockwaves that will give influence to the overall underlining agenda of what we've been dealing with for millennia and for a very long time. So, just so you know, and be ready for whatever, always prepared, never scared. That's what we say here. Next article comes from, where does one come from? I guess this is from WikiLeaks. This is the first time I ever post anything from WikiLeaks. Well, and my commentary for this, the Clintons are complete criminals, which we've been saying for a long time. You've always heard me say that the Clintons are nothing more than political serial killers. Well, come to find out that there was more than just serial killing that they were doing. They were actually abducting and kidnapping and possibly were engaged in, from this, with everything is starting to come out. What they're saying is that they were engaged in child sex slave trafficking or child trafficking. I'm not surprised, nor should you be. But how naively and how, how can I say this nicely? How blindly we've been, and I'm not going to say that. How blindly people in throughout this country have been following these demigods forever. And it's ridiculous, because there was something that they were going to give you that would remain, that would keep your silence, and that's in the different minion stages. But for the general population, those that were reaping from the benefits was telling you, so-called leadership was telling you that these are the friends that you need to have. Blind faith is always the first step to genocide, ladies and gentlemen. And so as it shows in here that they were involved in Haiti, which we talked about a long time ago, they were there to steal the gold in Haiti. It was actually the cholera outbreak that was so bad in Haiti that was, and then the earthquake that happened in Haiti in 2010. It was done because of the gold deposits, and all of a sudden that family foundation went down there and wreaked havoc. But not only were they there to steal the gold, they were actually looking like they were involved in stealing of the children. Next article, I remember this, and the smirk on this woman's face. I remember when this lady was arrested for sex trafficking of children. And comes to find out from, this came from your news wire, reveal Clinton linked to convicted child stealer and sex trafficker. And she was convicted of child stealing. And what they did was they went down to Haiti under the pretense that they were there having a mission, doing something, and they were stealing children. And this is all starting to lead back to these individuals. So don't ever, ever, ever call Tando Radio Show and say anything about conspiracy theory. Now, thank you all that none has ever had. Because if you do, I won't entertain that energy. I will not entertain that energy. Because the truth of the conspiracy agenda is quite thick. And I'm not going to allow some asshat to ever uphold, because they have not done any research. They have no clue. They are just wishing upon a star that everything is going to be okay, because they have some interest that they don't want to be disrupted by this overall thing. So I would ever say, before on Tando, I wouldn't mind if you would call in with different things, but don't ever call in here. Call Tando Show. I don't care who you are, what your point is. Don't ever call here with a conspiracy theory when you heard someone else say that and you don't even know what the hell that means. Don't ever call here trying to give any form of energy or leverage to that. Wrong place. Wrong time. I won't partake in it because it's too devastating to multiple, to everyone, even the asshat that would say that. And the only thing is that they heard someone else say that, and it's an easy thing to reply when you don't know what the hell it is that you're talking about at all. None whatsoever. And this is at a time where we are going to be faced with so many things because we have been blindly following people, blindly following an establishment, hoping it will accept us, blindly following the same methodology that has enslaved you and the ancestral ties to what your freedom and sovereignty could be held in. So we continue to want to participate. You can't participate in something, and you cannot participate in this system and not have this system rub off on you. You too will be a detriment to the community, because one of the things that you'll be learning by consulting, aligning, getting their energy, you will become them.
David, if I could, man, can I give you an example of that? Somebody allowing
yes.
the system to say that again, how you said it. It was so succinct, I don't want to butcher it. Say it again about when people allow the system to influence them. How did you say that?
I said it, what we were saying is that when you allow the system, when you become a part of the system and you converse with them, you consult with them sincerely, you try to engage, you give energy to them, what happens is that there becomes a cross-pollination of their moral abyss, and you become the problem and the carrier of the virus. You become the host virus carrier.
Okay.
And this is what happens throughout the whole system. Now, if you're there and you're getting intel, you're finding out how things work, you don't agree with it, you don't resonate with it, that's different. But those of you that think that we need to play by these rules so that we can come ahead, the only thing that you're doing is you're perpetuating the overall destruction of the people globally, because you see something that's in it for you. And so that was the point that I wanted to really express. And Scotty, I know you have an example of
okay.
how that happens, because it does.
It
rubs off on you. You become one that will want to enslave. You will become one that will exploit. You will become one of those that will take advantage of people for your own benefit, and not only that, you'll compromise your morality for someone else's agenda.
Now,
you
my examples are not the interactions between people, but these people were interacting or looking to partner with the system to do business and make profit. So I got two examples.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give them real quick. There, somebody contacted me about these brothers. And when I say brothers, I shouldn't even use that word. Let me say it like this, about some black people who had been wrongfully convicted. Okay, they had been wrongfully convicted. And so they know that on this network over the years, we highlight the cases of the wrongfully convicted, political prisoners, all that kind of stuff. So they contacted me about covering the story. So I want to get the backstory. I always got to do the research because this person might be guilty.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So if it don't resonate in my spirit that I should do the show, I'm not going to do it. So I do my background research. This is what they were doing. They wrote a computer program to help government computers, the different law enforcement departments, be able to talk to each other. Now, I'm not even going to go on that tangent of why computers can't talk to each other. It makes no logical sense to me. I mean, if you on a Mac and I'm on the Windows, we still can email each other. What the hell?
So exactly. You can use those mediums. Exactly.
Right. Like this free conference call has an app for both Android phones and iPhones. So it's still the same thing. So I'm like, but they wrote a program and they were going to sell it to the government. Now, they had to get some startup cash, and I don't know all the details on that, but they got accused of fraud, and they got of trying to defraud the government, and they ended up in prison. They got convicted. And so they reaching out to me like these are wrongfully convicted people, and I'm first thinking, you tried to make your money to help slave catchers to catch our people. No, I'm not doing it. Right there, I was not going to do it. I was not going to do it, even if they were wrongfully convicted. You were helping slave catchers writing a computer program to make their slave catching activities more efficient. No, you trying to profit from the system, and then you want to come to the people when the system has thrown you into slavery. So then another example was an elderly man. He talked about black businesses a lot, well-known. And so I'm like talking to this person about something, and they were talking about businesses and all the contracts that the government awards and the state prisons award to private businesses. And he said, since so many black people is in prison, black businesses should be getting the bulk of those contracts. And I'm thinking to myself, so you don't even care that most black people, most of the people in prison is black.
Shouldn't be there.
You seeing, right. or shouldn't be there. You seeing how I'm saying black people should profit from the enslavement of other black people. And I haven't had this, I don't interact with this person no more. But are those good examples of what you're talking about? Thank you for letting me share.
No problem. See, and there's many of them. You know, there's many of them, and the thing is that you have to define what those systematic things are, because that's exactly. You have people that will want to work for Washington and do Washington's bidding when they know the end result of that is going to be, you know, something that's going to exploit the people. If you're overall, and you know, and it's not hard to see what is going to exploit the people, you know, no one needs to catch you in the act. If you do not have any, I always like to say, there's your core values should have moral absolutes. Your core value as a person should have moral absolutes. Do we all do things that, yes. But there should be a moral absolute that you should be engaging in. And people know what that is, and they can't say that they didn't know. But see, what it is that maybe they didn't know certain things, but they knew that there was something wrong. And then once you found out things was really wrong, what did you do about it? What did you do about it? So it's so many great, that's, you know, the examples that Scotty gave is exactly it, but also it could be this way. You can also, you got to be careful when you start to defend the system and uphold it and not make any changes to it or dismantle it, knowing that this system has always been corrupt. The only way, there is no cleaning this stuff up. This whole stuff has to be totally disbanded, disassembled, incinerated, never to exist again by the people saying no more. And this is what's happening. And this stuff is what we're going to start to see unfold globally, and here is going to bring about the opportunity for you to make a decision. And that decision will be, what am I going to do? And believe me, we are all going to lose some things that we were taught were valuable, and they're not valuable at all. some of us are going to lose some standing within the community. Well, see, and you know what I mean by that, if you think about it. Well, the community was being deceived, and they were following it, and they were going in a direction that was only going to continue to perpetuate this. How can you see this? You can see this in different organizations. There's very few organizations that are out there that are actually speaking some real truths. Because if you're speaking some real truths, you should be offending a lot of people. Because the truth has a way of offending folks. Don't make them feel good. So, we don't have that. But here at Black Talk Radio Network, the programs that are brought to you by the network, a lot of you all are those ambassadors, and then you are those warriors of the truth. And at some point, you get tired of all of the lies, the manipulation, the exploitation, the subjugation, and enslavement of people to where you say no more. And I'm not going to fall for your tricks of fighting for this the way you design for the fight to be fought. The instructions that you write only means that you win. I'm not going to fight from your manual. I'm not going to fight from your manuscript. I'm not going to fight from your Bible. I'm not going to fight from your dictionary. And I'm not going to fight from your encyclopedia. And I'm not going to fight from your instructions in your art of war.
But I will try to use those things against you. Use your own weapons against you.
Yeah, man. My brother, exactly, Scotty. I will use those things in the appropriate fashion. In the appropriate fashion, because they are using them in their context for their fashion of things. You ever notice if you read certain things, you can interpret the way that the interpreter, based off the moral convictions of the interpreter, that's the whole key. This is why we don't need a Supreme Court justice. We just need the supreme justice of the people. Listen, got to get ready to go to a commercial break. When we get back out of here, we're going to jump back into what's in the news and jump into today's show at any time. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound and hit star 61. We'll see you in queue. You're listening to the Tando Radio Show. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A., and we have a live show for you today. Looking forward to talking to you all before the weekend. And I would definitely say make sure that you are spending some time preparing for what could possibly unfold in the future, and take this time and this opportunity to invest in yourself. You know, that's what you're doing. When you prepare, you're investing in yourself. You're investing in your self-reliance. You're investing in your ability to provide for yourself, your family, and your community. You are investing in your sovereignty. So, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound and hit star 61. We'll see you in queue, and we'll bring you up. So, let me get back to what's in the news. So, let's finish this out and what's in the news. Next article, what's in the news? But before we do that, so check out that article with the link to the child kidnapping that's going on. And the picture that's there, I remember this when this was on the this woman is so demonically debased. She's smiling and happiest, not worried about a thing, because she knew who was going to be protecting her. Oh, she had people that she can call in high demonic places. Hillary. So check out that article. Very, very important. Next article. I said this is a very, very important article. And it's from Strategic Culture. And it says, this is no new Cold War. It's far worse than that. And we definitely need to talk about that. And I said my comment on it's true. It is far worse than the Cold War. This is a hot war which can go sideways at any given incident or incidents. This could very well conceal an even deadlier plan while the world watches. But very few, or not many here in the United States, are even aware of such threats. So it all could be bundled into one of many events, which, let me see, hold on a second, which will break the camel's back. So this is, we're going to take a look at this article and a couple of other things. Very, very important. Now, I know this wasn't the last thing that I posted. No, oh, got to hit here, like Scotty said. So that's a very, very important article. So we're going to check that one out. Next thing that we posted was, one second. Next article. This one came from one second, let me pull this up. I mean, this was, it wasn't funny, but this one came from activistpost.com. All the world, my commentary, all the world is a stage for the criminals to control. Iraqi car bomb, jaw-dropping crisis actors, fakery caught on video. Man, take a look at this video. All the world is a stage. I guess I don't know where this is, but it gives the appearance that it's, I know it's not in the United States. It looks like it's somewhere outside of the United States. What country? I don't know. I don't want to speculate. But what happens is this: they show this video where these dudes put a bomb in a car, drive away from the car, the car explodes, then a bunch of actors run out and lay down on the ground like they got bombed. And this is how all the world is a stage. Everything is set up, ladies and gentlemen, to maintain the overall subjugation and oppression of you. See, these type of things lead into other leverage and kinetic shock waves that can be used adversely against you all. This is why there is no such thing as a conspiracy theory. This is why if you ever call the show, you're going to get hung up on if you ever talk that noise, that basic, I can't even say it, or make up something to say. You're not going to be able to do that here, because people's whole way of life have been altered and ultimately destroyed unnecessarily. So my commitment is to expose, and to not only do that, but I don't really care about exposing. I care more about people so that they will stop giving energy to asshats and they start realizing the importance of them and developing themselves and their overall agendas that are benevolent in nature. Those are the only things that really, really matter. Everyone else, you want to keep the, you stay in that facade. You stay in that and see how it treats you and see how well it does for you and your family. You may think it may do well for your individual, but because you've compromised your morality, but you won't even see the destruction that you'll lay for your people. This is every person that sells this, that makes a deal with the devil, loses their soul, and you're no exception. And there is nothing that your energy can do other than to display who you really are. The bad thing about this is that it becomes a habit of yours. You accept it. You see that there's nothing wrong with it. There is no correction that you need to make. And it becomes you. And then the full possession starts of you. It's a trickle down, and it's a slow, methodical approach to your eternal destruction. And I'm not talking about the eternal destruction that man talks about. I'm talking about the eternal destruction of your energy now is spoiled. You take that with you, in my opinion, you take that throughout eternity. So check out this article. Just not funny, but who the hell didn't know that this stuff goes on? Do we really need to see this? But I guess many of us may need to see that for us to be woken up. If you really want to wake up, ask a question or two or three, and you'll start to ask some hard questions. Don't ask questions that will show you to be polite. Ask some rude questions and see what happens. So check out the next article. This one came from YouTube. I guess the head of Homeland Security said that on Foxless News, said that Killary should be charged for treason. And believe me, this is a part of the purge that's all coming together. So that's what's in the news. If you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound. Then hit star 61. I will see you in queue, and we'll bring you up. Definitely, it's Friday, so don't hesitate. Jump in. Want to sound off on anything, I would love to hear from you. So was a couple of things. Now, my man, Brother Jambone, had sent me a great article. I just need to pull this thing back up. I had it in my other computer. Had to move. There it is. And it was very important, and it's a part of today's show. And today's show is going to be about MAD. And Jambone sent me this great article. Pull this baby up. As it's coming up, let me close a couple of things. Oh, I forgot to mention. Also, everyone, I posted inside of VTR Whitney Scott's book signing. If you can make it, it's all posted there inside of VTR community. The event that she's going to be having this weekend, Sunday, November the 6th from 4 to 6 p.m. at 5373 Wilshire Boulevard. Definitely want to go by there and check out Whitney Scott for her Nice Girls Club book signing. So that, and Brother Braggs and I were talking about Whitney's book and how powerful it is and how it needs to, and I know that Whitney, she said it's going to be a series and how it's going to expand into adulthood, and it's going to be something that's good for not only our princesses, but our young prince as well. And I'm going to tell you one thing about one of the things that I always tell young people, and I tell our young princess, our young prince and our young princesses, one of the first thing that a young prince or princess has to learn is they have to master the art of being lonely. As a young prince and as a young princess, before you become the influence that you will be based in your talents and your commitment, one of the first things that a young prince and a young princess has to learn is to master the art of being lonely. Why is that? The reason why you need to master the art of being lonely is because under the current environment in which you will be battling and warring against, and you take your position as a warrior, because what a warrior thinks a soldier can never do, because a soldier can only follow orders. It's critical that you master the art of being lonely, because from that, in that sanctuary of you being by yourself is not a bad thing. Think about it. When the great creator created you, you were alone in that creation. You were born alone. You ultimately live in this world alone, and you're going to make the great transformation alone. So that sanctuary of you being alone is where you should find the most peace. Because when you master that art of being lonely, you will be able to navigate many of life's tumultuous seas and adversities and obstacles, because you will be able to draw within your sanctuary of yourself and find everything that you need. You must be able to master the art of loneliness, because your decisions that are moral absolutes are going to be one that you are going to find many people that you love, admire, and think share the same process and thought process or the same energy as you. You'll find that they won't, and you will find that they will actually attack you and ostracize you and become your biggest obstacle. So by you being able to master the art of being lonely, there is nothing that you can't create that will be a masterpiece, because you will do it from the confines of yourself. But it's once you master that, then you're able to have assurances of yourself, and you will have a fundamental anchoring of yourself that no one can interrupt or dislodge, regardless of who they say they are or who they try to be, because you've mastered the art of lonely, of being lonely. It's one of the first things that all of our young people need to master, is the art of being lonely. Find that sanctuary within yourself. So Whitney is doing a book signing, so definitely if you're in the LA area, definitely check that out. Okay, let's jump into today's show. Now, Brother Jambone sent me an article, and here's the article, and I'm not going to be able to read it all because it's a lot. Here it is. There is an alien DNA everywhere thanks to gene thieves. And this was a BCC article. I'll post it inside of BTR community. Here's what it says. Very important. And I'm just going to pick out synopsis of it. What is the world's most resilient and hardily life form? The cockroach has a representation of being tough. Many people seem convinced it could survive even a nuclear apocalypse. The tail guardian or a water bear are probably even hardier. We know for sure that they can survive being blasted into the hostile emptiness of outer space. Now it's time to meet another counter, a species of algae that thrives in Yellowstone Park, in Yellowstone, bubbling hot springs deep down in the belly of the earth, where the water is corrosive as battery acid and the environment is as laced with arsenic and heavy metals. The algae secret? Theft. It stole the genes it needed to survive from other life forms. It's a tactic that may be more common than we think. Many living creatures that live in extreme places are single-cell microbes, bacteria. These simple and ancient life forms lack the more sophisticated biology of animals, but their simplicity is an advantage. It leaves them much better able to cope with extreme conditions. They have spent billions of years hiding out in the most inhospitable places, deep underground at the bottom of the ocean in freezing permafrost or in boiling hot springs. They have taken a long journey evolving genes over millions or even billions of years that helped them cope with almost anything. But what if other, more complex creatures could just come along and steal those genes? They would effectively take an evolutionary shortcut In one move, they would have the genetics to survive in extreme places. They would get there without putting in millions of years of evolution hard sought it normally takes to evolve those abilities. That is exactly what the red algae Galdaria superara has done. It can be found living happily in the hot sulfuric springs of Italy, Russia, the U.S. Yellowstone Park, and Iceland. Okay, now, read that part, but here's where I want to skip to. It says, want to get to this. We talked about this real quick, but what does this mean? I'm going to tell you why I read this. In the last part, it says, rather than inherit its superpower from its ancestors, the algae stole it from bacteria. This is what I want to say. Not only has bacteria and algae done that, we as people have done that as well. Many of us, and particularly within the community that we live in, of our families in our community. Instead of us depending on the superpower of our ancestors, we've decided to commandeer, we've decided to become like, and we've decided to take on the bacteria that has been killing us. And we thought that killing us was the bad thing. Yes, it was, but the real compromise is when we decided to steal and we decided to cohabitate and we decided to take on those same characteristics and those attributes of those genes that's been gene thieves throughout history. Instead of relying on our inherent superpowers from our ancestors, we wanted to expedite our acceptance into inhospitable places that's filled with all of the worst attributes of human living, where there's child, where there's all forms of economic destructions and famines, diseases and wars, and here it is in our community, we've decided that we wanted to be like the gene thieves and to speed up our evolution in their cesspool of death and moral destruction and interment and damnation, instead of developing and maintaining the inheritance and its superpower from our ancestors. We became like the gene thieves. And my man Jambone sent me this, and I was reading this whole article, and the article itself says that human beings have some of these same attributes as the gene thieves that we can see. Yes, we can see it. We've been doing it for far too long. We've been culpable in our own demise. Why? Because we've decided to take on the gene thieves theory of trying to evolve ourselves into their inhospitable environment. And we want to stay here and lay claim to this as ours. Yes, our overall coexistence on this living being of a planet is ours. But there has been something other than the great ecosystem that the powers of that ecosystem provides for sustainability. There's another realm that's been established called civilization, and it is not civilized at all. It's barbaric to its very core. But see, they send you to school for you to accept this and to perpetuate this and to align yourself in it, and so that this is all that you know. You become domesticated in the cesspool. And this is why when Jambone sent me this article, I'm reading it, and I can see how we become the gene thieves. And this is something, I'm going to post this article so that you can read this. And then if you read it with that eye, you'll see it as well. There is an alien DNA. Why was that so important? This article was talking more about the algae. It was talking about the evolution of humanity here. There is an alien DNA everywhere, thanks to gene thieves. See, this alien DNA now changes who you are. The ancestors would no longer recognize us by the way our overall frequency and our overall resonance as ourselves. They would say that they are the conquerors and the destroyers. Why? Because We've been living in Yellowstone. We've been living in the arsenic bowels of what we were born into. And everyone has always had the choice, and you've already known deep inside of your knower that something was wrong and it wasn't right, but we compromised ourselves to accept it. We are all, and we can all point out times in our eternal lives where we were guilty of this, but that does not mean to be that you no longer can think of that. I mean, that does not mean that you have to perpetuate this any further. If what you think, you'll start to say, and what you start to say, you'll start to do, and what you do become your habits, and your habits form your eternity, form the practices that you do daily. It establishes your life rhythm. It establishes your overall eternal direction. And I would say to you, there needs to be a new direction, a new azimuth that we should be seeking. And that azimuth is not something new, but is new to us. It is the same azimuth that has always worked for so long. It's called the ecosystem that the great creator established. We need to go back. But I think there needs to be a detoxing of the heavy metals and the isotopes of destructive radiation that we've been under since we've been here before we even attempt to go back. Because if we try to go back too fast, then we will be taking the radioactive baggage with us, and it will contaminate the sustainability of what's naturally pure. So there also needs to be a detox of ourselves. And this article really points that out. And I wanted to read that first part of the article because of this article that we posted also inside of BTR, Strategic Culture. This is no new Cold War. It's far worse than that. Here comes the cesspool that we have learned and we have survived and we have adapted to. But I would say, let this not be the place that you lay your spirit, your energy. Let this be the place that you move away from with your spirit and your energy being your guide. So let's check out this one article, very important one. Here it is. There is no new Cold War. It's far worse than that. Here's the reason why we here's the reason why we are currently even closer to civilization ending nuclear war than was the case during the Cuban Missile Crisis of 1962. During the Cold War, the two sides agreed that any war between the capitalist side and the communist side would escalate to nuclear war between the United States and Russia and the Soviet Union. And let me move this down. And it constitutes a mutual assured destruction, also known as MAD. That's what MAD stands for. I call it my assured destruction. This is known as mutual assured destruction. Therefore, because of the mutual acceptance of MAD, hot wars did not develop during the entire period. From 1945 till the Soviet Union dissolved and ended its military alliance with the Warsaw Pact, both of which ended in 1991. Let me move this down. Throughout that 45-year period called the Cold War, there was no hot war between the two nuclear powers because sides believed that any hot war would end in MAD, annihilation and the end of civilization. Let me move this down. It would end that way because any hot war between the two sides would terminate either in one side surrendering to the other, or else at least one side of the two, presumably to be started by the one that was on the brink of defeat in a traditional hot war, nuclear attack the other side as being its only alternative to defeat. In other words, MAD recognized and accepted that the fact of a nuclear power attack on a nuclear power with a non-nuclear weapon would almost certainly provoke a nuclear war at the moment when one of the two sides is losing or about to lose. The conventional conflict to the other, nuclear weapons are weapons of last resort, but they exist in order to what? Prevent defeat. This is what they existed. This is what, excuse me, this is what they exited for. Excuse me, this is what they exist for. Let me move this down. Sorry. This is what they exist for. If Japan had a deliverable nuclear weapon, then at the end of World War II would have been considerably delayed. Japan would have lost because it had no allies. But the end of World War II would have been very different than it was. Exactly. If Japan had deliverable nuclear weapons, it would have been a different outcome in that war. Very true. Only MAD avoided Cold Wars becoming a hot war. But MAD is just a physical reality, but equally important in a mutual shared belief system, a belief system that becomes no longer operative if one of the two sides switches to believe that a way exists actually to win a nuclear war. Listen, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. And when we come back, we got to finish this because it's telling you a whole lot. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. At any time you'd like to get in and on conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032 pound. Then hit star 61. I'll see you in queue. There's a reason why this is being penned in the overall energy, and the direction of this is telling us something it's giving us a very strong omen that things are about to change. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Black Talk Media Project funds the use of new media technology in efforts to restore independent Black voices to the myriad of issues affecting Afro-descendant people all over the planet. If media can control the minds of the masses, as Malcolm X once said, then you must ask yourself, who is in control of the media targeting the masses of Black people today? Help bring back independence, self-determination, and respect for Black culture in the production of global media by joining the effort to crowdfund new Black media for the new millennium. Visit blacktalkmediaproject.org for more information on how you can invest in public Black radio.
Well, Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I am your host, Dave from L.A. Just want to thank you all for listening today. At any time, definitely jump in on the conversation, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. So I want to get back to this article now. So what they were basically saying is that because of the countries, there was a Cold War, because they knew if they went into any kind of conventional war, it would, or any form of hot war, it would turn into a nuclear one. And the article was saying the only thing that stopped that was MAD. But if any side ever believed that they could win a nuclear war, MAD would no longer be in effect. And ladies and gentlemen, that's what we have now. They're no longer MAD. They never were MAD. The only thing that was MAD was that we're MAD in allowing all of this to be a part of our overall lives. That's where the madness is, because the only destruction is going to be is for the general population of this planet, the people. So let's go back to this, and you'll see what I mean by that. There, what happens is this. There is a side now that believes that they can win a nuclear war. Guess what? It's not just one side, it's both sides, because there is no sides, there's only one side. Two sides to this whole thing, sorry. Them and us, the fraternal order of governing against the population of the planet, the people of the planet. And this is where there is a divide. They don't go to war. Governments don't go to war with each other. They have the people of the world fight their battles and establish their prosperity. Establish their controlling of resources. Think about that. How mad are we for someone else to say, here's your uniform, here's your gun, go over there and kill this person, and they're going to try to kill you because I said so. It's no different than that. It's as simple as that. The person that's giving you a gun and giving you the uniform, you don't know that person. You have nothing in common with them, but you're going to allow them to send you to fight their battle. And guess what? Even if you do have something in common with them, they don't care about you. You care more about the master than you do about yourself, because the master is going to exploit you. Do you see the master going to battle for you anywhere? Never has, never will. Wouldn't be a master, would only be a slave then. So let's look at this. It said, but MAD is not just a physical reality, but equally important mutual shared belief system, a belief system that becomes no longer operative if one of the two sides switches to believe that a way exists actually to win a nuclear war. And they do have that, ladies and gentlemen. It's called tactical nukes. And they can use the nukes of old. They don't. They lied to you about all of it anyhow. They definitely can. They set the stage for it to be used at the appropriate time and at the appropriate moment. And what was the appropriate time and appropriate morning? It depend on the people. When the people, as before in the past, when they were annihilated on this planet, is because they became too loud. What do I mean by loud? Where they started to object, and they started to change their energy, and they started to change their past to no longer would they buy the lies of the government. That's when the people were getting too loud. When they can't control people, then they gotta kill people. And they kill those because they can't control them any longer. They got to release them so that they can control the ones that will still be behind here. You can never, how can you kill what you, how can you kill something that you didn't get life to? Can't. See, now they know that they can win a nuclear war. They always knew that they could win a nuclear war. They're just now telling you so that you'll think this and think that you need to be behind the right side, and not even knowing you're behind the side that is out to destroy you and to destroy and enslave your generations that you have yet not named. So it goes on. In other words, To believe that conquer of a nuclear power by another nuclear power is a real possibility. During the years prior to 2006, there was an increased thought, unspoken belief at the top of the U.S. Move this down. The people who control the government, or at least control it since 1981, that the United States would be able to win a nuclear war against Russia. And suddenly, in 2006, the belief was published. And virtually no one who possessed powers or influence challenged it. And from that time forward, MAD was ended on the American side. And nuclear weapons became in the United States strategical within a new framework called nuclear primacy. The framework for nuclear weapons as constituting the ultimate weapon of conquest by the U.S. government. After 1991, when the Warsaw Pact no longer existed, the U.S. military alliance NATO invited into its membership the former states of the Soviet Union or Russia, except for Russia. The membership of former states of the USSR, except Russia, thereby indicating that NATO continued hostility towards that particular nation. And let me move this down. And the fraudulence of NATO peace within it, and also invited in all of the USSR former Warsaw Pact allies. And so NATO, a now clearly anti-Russian, no longer at the anti-communist alliance, has come to exist right up to Russia's own borders, something that the United States has refused to allow Russia to do to the U.S. in 1962, talking about the Cuban Missile Crisis, when the Soviet dictator wanted to place nuclear missiles in Cuba, just 90 miles away from the Russian border. Now, let me pull this out. Why is this important? This is important because, ladies and gentlemen, they're setting up the stage as to inform you what the overall part of the planning has been to destroy global population. This is a depopulation effort. It always has been and it always will be until the people that populate this planet takes back their overall sovereign individual living and establish collective prudence among everyone on this planet from a peaceful standpoint. And those that do want to interrupt that, are going to have to go somewhere else, or it's going to have to be dealt with from a standpoint of the threat that they pose to humanity. And it can't be done by the way that the ones that have created, we can't use the same consciousness that created the problem to solve anything, because you will become like the algae, you will become a gene seed, and you will steal their worst attributes. So they're setting up, and by tactical nukes, they can wage any form of nuclear war against the people of the, because there's no such thing as these two countries fighting each other. That's not the case. It never has been and never will be. 99% of all the casualties of war are innocent civilians. You don't think so? Just think about the people that the two nuclear devices that the U.S. government dropped, the U.S. military dropped on Japan. Who did they drop those nuclear devices on? People that had nothing to do with the decision that they said that they that to attack Pearl Harbor, those people had nothing to do with that at all. They didn't even know. They weren't in the boardrooms. They weren't making the decisions because they weren't a part of the plan. They were always the target of it. And I just want to let you know, when they dropped those two bombs on those two cities and they dropped them on those people in Japan, they were dropping a bomb on you because they're going to do it conveniently at the appropriate time. And that could mean on your house, on your family's home, on those that you love. Pearl Harbor, those people had nothing to do with that at all. They did. So, had to mute Scotty out real quick, and then I'll mute him back in.
Unmuted.
But they are telling you. And they will use this technology that they have and that they've acquired, because they've acquired it for a reason, for it to be used. And they've been using it for quite some time throughout the Middle East. I've seen it myself, that where I would classify that as a tactical nuke. You saw it in China, in Tianjin.
Dave,
in the port.
Hey, I got one from you bet you people ain't even consider. Check this out, Dave. What about the results of a nuclear weapon without the nuclear blast? Do you know? This is a riddle. How do you get the results of a nuclear weapon in terms of its impact on the environment and the people without the nuclear blast? How do you do that?
The nuclear reactors. Yep.
Nope. Militarily, let me add that clue. Militarily. We're seeing it in action. We're seeing it right now, those who are watching, in Iraq, in certain places.
Oh, uranium.
There you go. Uranium shells and munitions.
Yes.
Doesn't that not give you the results of a nuclear weapon without the blast?
It sure does, Scotty. You're absolutely right. The uranium munitions, which have been going off for a long... Scotty, you're a genius. Yes, exactly. Scotty is absolutely right. And guess what? Those uranium rounds are going to be used here.
That's what Gulf War Sickness was about. The veterans that came back, my fellow veterans from the Gulf War that were coming, because I got letters about if I had Gulf War Sickness. But see, I didn't handle munitions, and I wasn't in none of those areas, you know. So I fortunately did not. But that's what that Gulf War Sickness is tied to. It affected the troops, too, who handling the radioactive munitions.
Yep. And you know what, Scotty? And not only that, I think what also made them more predisposed to that was the inoculations and the vaccinations that they had to take before going overseas. I have a good friend that has Gulf War syndrome, and you're absolutely right.
Yeah, I took the same shots. I had no choice either. I was
So,
but it did not adversely affect me. I heard it about adversely affecting children. And so when my second child was born, there were people praying for that child, you know, that she come out right. Because of it has other people, it has affected their children. Again, look at the deformed babies being born in places like Fallujah that they totally destroyed.
It's so much. Millions and millions of people killed. And then not only that, Scotty, Fukushima is a radioactive, same results without the Fukushima gave you the mushroom cloud. When it went off, if you saw it, it gave you the mushroom cloud. It sure did. I remember it going off and it gave you the mushroom cloud. But we're so removed, and this is a part of this whole thing that we're talking about. Now, why is this so significant? Because it can be changed. It can be dismantled. Right now, the system is about to purge And when it goes through this purge, it's going to be so vulnerable. This is why they got to have so much chaos, because it's going to be so vulnerable to people saying, no, I don't believe you. I see you for who you are. You're a liar. You're a destroyer. You're an enslaver. And no longer are we going to participate in this. I remember where there were, it was a war, it was a campaign where two sides in World War II, I believe it was, where the two sides were engaging in a war, and one person says, why are we fighting? And all of the bullets stopped. All of the bullets stopped. And I can't remember exactly where it was, but it got back to that battleground, and then both sides bombed and shelled the troops from their side that stopped the fighting. I got to research that, and I'm going to bring it to you where that was. That's what happens and where we are now. There is an agenda to bring great chaos to have more control. And they're going to bring it in multiple. I don't know the exact way in which they're going to do it. Why? Because I'm not the one that's deciding to do it. I would never be able to do that. I don't know what their calendar is. I don't know what they're going to do. But I know what some of their, I know what their objective is, so I have an idea what their methods to obtaining that objective could be. And it's something that is facing us now. And it's facing us in so many different ways. But here's the good part of it all. We don't have to participate in it. We don't have to respond to it. 99% of things that happen to you, or a very significant portion of things that happen to you, are things that you can't control. I like to put it this way. 99% of life happens to you in an uncontrollable state. But in order for it to be 100%, there needs to be the 1% of what your response to what has happened to you that makes it 100. And that 1% is your reaction. How you respond to something that happens to you will dictate the next set of events to unfold. We have to be in control of our response. And there are many things that we need to respond to, but how we're going to respond to it is the key. Is the key. As they move, believe me, there is not going to be much of a support from the rest of the world when they start to bring in the demise of the United States. You know why? Because they're going to have the same propaganda going for those people throughout the world to say that you all deserved it, that you never cared about them, you were exploiting them and everything else. And they have the means to do it. It's called propaganda. This is why I posted in there those lies of the stage where they had that car bomb and have all these people run out there like they were hurt and it was all full of. This is what they're going to do. The propaganda is a weapon that you have to be able to discern its energy and to see its lies. How did you ever think that Hillary and Dump was anything good that's for you? How did we ever think that the same ones that would legalize the subjugation, the stealing, the enslavement of other human beings, and to think that you said, no, I don't want to be a part of this, we want you to give us something free, you petitioned them and they gave you something and gave you freedom. How in the world did you think that that was real? How the hell do we continue to participate in this? And as we continue to participate in it, we start to pick up its attributes. And we start to become a part of the system. We become our own worst enemy. There needs to be a great detox and a great purge among ourselves first. This is why it's so important for you to prepare. Because what you're preparing for may be much bigger than what you perceive it to be, because it is. It's not really about you. It's about what you're going to give life to. Because whatever you give energy to becomes a living entity. And whenever you give energy to something, you create it into an eternal existence, just like the great creator. Comes to a point where the great masterpiece that the great creator has made has to get off his knees and stand on his feet. And to be that great masterpiece, that great piece of work that the great creator made, because the great creator was finished when you were created. Now it's on you to create as well. And I think one of the greatest self-entitlement, unappreciative moves that we can ever do is to make the great creator like us instead of us like the great creator. And that's what we've done. Not once, but throughout our history, we've been bombarded with that, because it's always been to subjugate mankind by making man think that man is God, that they should surrender and bow down and kneel to. It's a falsehood that's disastrous, and has been, the disaster can be seen within our homes, within the fads we follow, because we don't have culture anymore. We have fads that we follow that's determined in MOUs, mandarinums of understanding. And they're penned in the letter of the law. And we wait for the law to be written by man. And we say that this is the act of God. There are many challenges that we're going to have. But the most important thing is your response to them. And the entities have a defined plan to maintain your control of your energy. That's the only thing that they are really after. Because you have a life-giving force that you don't know anymore, that we don't know anymore. We don't resonate and use based off of our individual capabilities and our talents. And don't tell me that we can't live that way, that's a utopia. Then what you're doing is you're calling the great creator God Almighty a lie, and what is flawed. No, the flaw is you and in man, and what you've been schooled to think as. You've been schooled to think from an institutional standpoint, and what's written in books that are penned by man. And we fail to see what's been created by the spoken word into existence by the great creator. If you ever want to see something sincere, don't look at what man has created. Look absent of what man has created. You ever want to see God? Look at the sun. How do you know? Man didn't create that. Look at the earth. Man didn't create that. But now let's take a look at what man has created. It's the hell on earth. And at some point and at some time, we have to start to realize what has been deceiving us all. And we can't take the ransom. The ransom is The ransom has been held here in this country for so long. In this segment, this is why they border you within the walls that they put out on a piece of paper known as a map. And they have these fictitious walls that they build and say, this is America, this is England, this is here, this is there, so that you will think that there's this imaginary land and this imaginary, when all is yours. Your birthright. Because when you have walls, that means you can't enter in without paying a tax. So you have to pay for your birthright. The madness is ours. My assured destruction. They may have penned it for your genocide, but we believed it for our comforts. So many of us here think that it never happened here. But how about when it's been happening in other places in the world that we really didn't give a darn about? See, that's what the borders establish, to where you close yourself within and you detach yourself from what you were given as a talent by the great creator. The threats that we face, the most clear and present threat that we face is within ourselves, the seed, the foundation that we've accepted to believe in as being in our best interest. There is no voting booth that has sovereignty waiting for you. There is no establishment, institutional degree that has sovereignty waiting for you. There is no benefit. There is no paying your way into it. There is no entitlement that you have to it. It's something that was given to you that you have to maintain. And you can't maintain it by giving it away to someone else. There is no government citizenship that will ever protect you. It will only seize you in the dark abyss of destruction. And this article is hinting to you and telling you that there are many challenges that are going to be put on the table by way of economic destruction, by way of war, by way of famine, by way of so many other things, and that you will not be immune to it. Why? Because you thought that you were lucky because you were born in this country? I never forget, I was traveling internationally and I came back and one of my friends said, man, America's the greatest country ever. Wow, was my spirit's response. The falsehoods behind that. You can never call an energy that's been so destructive. You should never give any form of reverence to it. There should be a respect of what it is. A disease that you want to protect and maintain your immunity from. The moment you think that this is, that means that you will do whatever it asks you to do to maintain that, even to the point of killing someone that you don't know because they told you to do it. What was an oath that I took in the military as a young man, and many of you may have taken as young people, because we were naive, not knowing that we were sanctioning suicidal and sanctioning homicidal sociopathic tendencies. You took an oath to defend against all enemies, foreign and domestic. You have to look at who the enemies of these governments are. It's the innocent people of this planet. And they become an enemy when they decide that they no longer want to give their energy, they no longer want to give their life to someone else so that they have two lives and they have none. At some point at some time, and I would say that it would be in our best interest that we do more than just waking up, because waking up is only one little thing. Deciding to direct a different path is everything. And this is why I think it's so important for us to establish our own preparedness communities throughout the world. One of the most important things, and probably one of the most important steps that we could ever, ever take. Listen, got to get ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, got a caller in queue. Ramon will be right there with you. Listen to the Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 6490-32#. You're listening to the Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA. We'd like to get in on the conversation in the last 20 minutes or so of the show. It's actually 18 minutes of the show. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 5490-32#. We got a couple of callers in queue. Want to go to them right now, so let's pick this up. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
What's up, Dave? It's Ramon.
Brother Ramon, what's going on, brother?
I don't know, man. Just listening to you and Scotty today. You got a lot going on this show. I ain't going to lie. It was hard for me to keep up, but I took some notes, man. hey, Scotty, what's up?
Hey, Ramon. Peace to you.
What's up, bro? Hey, no, man. Hey, I want to say to you, I ain't forgot about you, man. Money got funny over the week, but I'm about good. I'm back good, so look for your thing in the mail there. But hey, Dave, you hit
yes,
on
sir.
Some good stuff. You hit on some good stuff, brother. You know, a lot of times, some of the stuff you was talking about today made me think of the Talmud, the so-called Jewish manuscript, or their I see that the language in there, and just listening to some of the things you be breaking down through your observation, it's almost like the blueprint of white supremacy. Like a lot of the stuff in there, you know, that they write in there or they have written in there is very similar to the behavior of the of spiritual sections for, you know, so-called white people. And the reason why I say that is no matter what their denomination is, it seems like the policy or the code is the same. You know, you can, you as a Christian or a Jew can beat up on somebody, but nobody can return, you know, vengeance. I mean, no one can act out of vengeance or revenge. So it gives them the freedom to violate without any prosecution against anybody that's non-white color or anybody not taking an oath to the white supremacy system. Then I thought about you mentioned that staged Iraq bombing, and I was just thinking to myself, I wonder how many people really understand the green screen technology that they use in, you know, major motion pictures and stuff when they want to do the fancy explosion scenes and make it look. You know, I don't think a lot of people are hip to the green screen technology.
And you know what, Ramon, hold on, because you make a great point there. This is why I shelter myself from that, because what happens is that if you see it too much, you'll recognize it and you will no longer discern it as anything other than that you should be noticing. So yeah, you're so right on that. That was a great point. But go ahead, Brad. I just wanted to say that.
And just kind of enlarging on the Talmud thing. Well, actually, it's there. But anyway, I having some observation on the campaign, and I know you don't speak about it, and I don't much either myself. But here's some observation I have out of that campaign. With Trump's overt racist rhetoric, one thing he tend to do is mention black people, whether it's at our worst or at our worst you know, positions as far as I'm concerned. But contrast to that, the crazy thing is, you would think Hillary Clinton would use this moment to say, you know what, black people, come on, I got y'all. We're going to deal with the police brutality. We're going to deal with the killings. We're going to deal with the bank and red line system. Let's roll. This woman, instead of, I mean, this is how crazy it is. Instead of this woman using that opportunity as a way to leverage herself, votes to say, damn, this is a good time. Donald Trump acting a fool. I can jump in and tell black folk I'll be their savior. We're going to get it done. I ain't seen nothing. If y'all have corrected. And one thing I just got out of this whole campaign,
Barack gave her the blueprint. Y'all didn't ask Barack for nothing as CEO of USA Inc. So what makes you think Miss Ann got something for you?
Exactly. And that's just what we seeing live and direct. But the one thing I get out of this campaign right now, too, Dave and Scotty, is that it's a mutiny going on in the Republican Party. It's actually just been taken over by the militia party. You know, that's my observation. I was like, we got three parties going on, and Donald Trump is the head of the militia party. And Scotty, you had on your show earlier today about the people, you were talking about, you know, black people doing business and how to try to keep it professional. And somebody came on there earlier talking about, you know, black people not developing things. And one thing I wanted to try to do is correct that sentiment or that behavior and that type of speech. Black people are responsible for a lot of things. And one thing I realize is, or I'm of the opinion is, we want to reinvent the wheel. We don't want to look at what's already there from us, you know, and either pick it up and revise it and bring it back to life or add to it. You know, I mean, I can only name many of people, particularly like Elijah McCoy. You know, he was a man bent on mechanical engineering, and one of his greatest interests was lubricating the machines, and he wanted to make it possible to do it also without having to shut it down so you're losing money and time. So he invented the things like the automatic lubricator, You know what I'm saying? The steam cylinder lubricator, the iron table, and the lawn sprinkler. You know, these are things we still use today that none of us think. We don't look at these things as our, you know, this is, you should look at this like money being passed down.
Yeah.
Those inventions that these black men have created, you know, we shouldn't be looking at that like, oh, it's just that now, and we don't even realize, like the subway, you know, the third rail created by Granville T. Woods. You know, this is something so important that General Electric bought it, the patent and the invention. You know, and so we got to start seeing this as our inheritance. And that's all I got to say. Thank you, Dave.
No, no. Yeah, no, brother. Well said, Ramon, because that's what it is. And that's why in the beginning of the show I wanted to read what that algae does is it no longer decided to develop its superpowers from its ancestors. It allowed the genes to be stolen. It became a gene thief. And it's, you know, very, very true. We have to really get back to ourselves from the standpoint of creating things and not reading the propaganda. One of the things is this is why it's so important for you to master the art of being lonely. When you're sincere, don't care about what anybody else says. You have to be steadfast in your overall commitment to what you're doing, because it should be something that has great benefit for everyone and not just you, you know? So, yeah, Ramon, you're absolutely right. All these things should be our inheritance, and we should be actually benefit from them and actually reinventing them and bringing them up into current speed now, because it's still needed. So great, great points. Hey, brother, we got another caller in queue. Got to get this caller in. But, hey, man, just hit me up whenever you get a chance. Great, great call. Okay, next, we got another caller in queue. Shoot, Rod, man. Go ahead.
How you doing?
You got 4 minutes. All yours, man. Go.
All right. Well, I wanted to touch on a couple of things. Earlier, you talked about the truth being an offense, and immediately it made me think there's a song that Bob Marley sang where he says that same line. He says, the truth is an offense. And I've always said it is an offense because it's true. The truth is something they can't change. So once you expose it, you've literally taken the clothes off of the emperor. And if you really look at it, the truth has gotten more people killed than anything else. Dr. King, Malcolm X, and I'll just say, look at Kill and Killary Killerton's death list. Anyone who told the truth has ended up dead. So you're absolutely right. It is offensive. And when you talked about civilization and it not being civilized, I just said this to my man on the job like 2 days ago. I said, if what we're living in today is what they call civilization, where they're just killing us wholesale and just destroying life and the planet at this level, I'd hate to see what they call uncivilized. And this is what they call living
anarchy,
civilized.
Right? You hate to see what anarchy looks like.
like literally, we must be walking around teetering on the edge of sanity if this is what we call civilization. And
wow.
The other thing, when you brought up gene thieves, oh, you blew my mind with that. And I need you to send me that article because I can't find it on the site, so I really want to get my hands on it. But when you talked about that, if you think about it, that's exactly what's happening. When you look at Monsanto, what are they doing? Stealing genes and creating chimeras and cyborgs and rogue anti-natural creatures. When you look at what white people have done to non-white people, when they rape our women, they're stealing our genes. When they forced our great-grandmothers and great-great-grandmothers to breastfeed their little rat children, they were stealing our genetics. When they do what they do to us in the medical system, what they did to Henrietta Lacks, if anyone knows her story, matter of fact, Oprah's about to play her in a film they're making for HBO, I think, for next year. Study that. They are the ultimate gene thieves. And you are absolutely right. We as a people have chosen to partake in the system and seek white validation and acceptance instead of replacing the system with justice. And that is exactly what's gotten us where we are right now. So, yes, we cannot be like gene thieves because we have the ultimate genes. That's why they're stealing them in the first place. Thank you, and I'll mute my line.
Man, my man Roz, always fire. Boo, 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 boo. All right, everyone, listen. I just want to thank you all.
Dave, I'm sorry. I got to network. I got a network announcement before you close out.
Yeah, yeah, go ahead.
Okay, again, to those who utilize the conference line, some of the carriers I just got through with a host, which is part of my other announcement. Race Treaty is coming back on air tonight at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. They work on human rights. One of them is my fellow Afro-Carolinian, Robin Benton and Mr. Anaje Muweed. These guys are actually on the ground putting in the work on the United Nations level, you know, to deal with the human rights that are not being respected of certain people in this place. But I got confirmation again from him. His carrier is charging him 1 cent a minute. And apparently it might be all of these carriers are moving towards charging people for calling in to free conference lines that don't charge, say that. So they're just trying to make money. Found the identified a revenue source of a service that a lot of people using where we'll pay a toll charge. That's basically what they charging you, a toll charge to get into this conference line. And so I recommend again, they have apps, free conference call hd.com. They're in the Google Play Store. I guess they're anywhere else they have Apple, but you can go straight to the website. You'll be able to navigate and find where you can download it. That's what Brother Sin did from California. So if you got a free, like unlimited data plan or something like that, then you could just use the app. Then it's not a phone call, but you can work it like a phone. So they have that app for that. Ramon, bro, no problem in your own time, you know. But I got to thinking though, in the past I had posted in a technology group in btrcommunity.com or either in the internet radio and podcasting group about this software, which is a conference line software. All you have to have is a server. Okay, now in that case, I could install it on a virtual server, but I would rather install it on and all a server is a computer that has that runs software and serves up data. I can turn any computer, you can turn any computer into a server. So so I'm gonna take one of these computers, because I'm about to get some more equipment, and perhaps this old equipment or old computer, I can actually put it on that and run this conference line software. And so then we're not even using third-party service. So what I'm going to have to look at, though, is I'm going to have to increase the data plan that I have, because I push out a tremendous amount of data, and they probably don't like that. But it's so that we don't have a lot of drops and stuff, I'm going to have to up the data plan and set up our own conference system. So I looked at it in the past. Now that it's charging people and putting them through all that hassle, now it's time for me to launch another project and another platform and launch a conference call platform. All right, man. That's all. But coming up at 9 o'clock p.m.
That's building.
Yeah, 9 o'clock p.m. I'm sorry, 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, Race Treaty.
Okay, man, that's building. And see, we can build not only out of necessity, but out of opportunity that can be shared. This is the relentless human spirit. So I love it. I love it. Hey, everyone, just want to thank you all. Hey, Roz, I posted that article inside of BTR, so it was there. Thanks, Jambone, for sending it. Thanks, Ramon, for just being who you are. Everyone, thank you for listening to Tando Radio Show. Much love, much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. And remember, before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Much love, much respect. We'll talk to you soon. God willing. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
Gaddafi didn't give up.